April 18th, he decides when it is finished. Jesus knew that his mission was now finished, and to fulfill Scripture, he said, "I am thirsty." A jar of sour wine was sitting there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put it on a hyssop branch, and held it up to his lips. And when Jesus had tasted it, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John chapter 19, verses 28 through 30. One of the reasons it's essential to spend time in the Bible and in prayer is to develop a keen sensitivity to the Spirit of God, to develop the ability to distinguish His voice from the many other voices clamoring, competing, and attempting to distract us from Him. God is sovereign, providential, and has purpose in His every action. Jesus knew His mission well and how it was to unfold on this earth. It was one of great difficulty. It would have been easier for him to abort this mission, but he endured the cross until completion. Christ alone decided when his mission and earth life was complete, not his accusers, the Romans, or anyone else. Jesus alone had the power to declare, "It is finished." As his children, we are in his care, which means we are part of his unstoppable divine plan that is playing out in our own story. Let him decide the chapter changes and conclusions, and allow him to write the epilogue. He alone has the power to decide what happens next. Father, I pray my life would follow your way by your provision and for your glory. Help me to be obedient to what you ask of me and provide me with what I need to accomplish your will. Amen. Give us today the food we need. Thanks for joining me in today's devotional and a special time with the Lord. For more content, be sure to check out our blog at awakenthedawn.com. Follow us on our Instagram at Awaken the Dawn Daily and Facebook at Awaken the Dawn. We also have a Patreon at patreon.com/awakenthedawn if you would like to support our work with Hope Village.